Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got hurt.
What about Josh Dobbs? You ready for that? Who's the backup? Brendan Allen or Joshua
Probably
Dobbs?
Probably Brandon Allen.
The astronaut?
We might get Brendan Allen at Green Bay, Lambeau Field.
Would that make you excited?
Oh, you're listening to 95.7 KM, KGMG FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I told Anna when we got home Sunday night, I said, I don't even feel anything about the loss. Maybe it's the broadcaster in me. Maybe my emotions have dissipated as a sports fan. I have no idea. But I knew Monday was going to be a show. So if they start Brendan Allen on Sunday against Green Bay, I'm here for the ridiculousness of the phone calls. Like, we just had Mike and Hayward talking about it's a conspiracy going on with the 49ers. I'd rather hear more. Like, what? I'm here for that stuff. Spadoni, we had some ridiculous calls yesterday, right?
Yeah, I tried to cut off half of them, but I wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, I told them to set
themselves. I saw a lot of reaction yesterday just from afar.
Everybody wants Ben Johnson to be the head coach.
The season's over. Fire this guy. Get rid of Brock. It's like, all right, everyone, like, I know, and I'm guilty of this at times, but like, come on. The season's not over. All right, number one, the season's not over. You can still get into the playoffs. Yeah, it's going to be hard. There's no doubt. You could still win the division. It's going to be even harder to do that.
There's like no scenario next season outside of an injury that Brock Purdy's not the quarterback, right?
Well, that was where is there any scenario
where that's not the case?
Look, the team, if you were to rank all of the things, the team's fighting for the playoffs. They're trying to win the division. Okay, boom, boom, boom. The next thing on the line is like, yeah, Brock's playing for a certain amount of money. I don't know how much. And status within this organization. You can gain or lose status based on how you play over the last few weeks. I'm not saying everyone's going to be out on him, but it's been pretty universal in terms of the praise. You start losing some games. Like, Jimmy was universally praised at one point. And then, you know, and I'm not saying that Brock's Jimmy, but like, you guys know how this works. You know, teammates fall in love, out of favor. Debo, is Debo going to be on this team? You know, I think these are huge 7-8 games for Debo Samuel. CMC, how does he finish the year? Jordan Mason, Garrett. There are so many. Is this Trent's final season? Like, the season's not over. I got a million questions.
Trent's not walking away from that, buddy. Oh, Antonio just dropped off.
I mean, a guy for the Seahawks literally quit football in the middle of the week.
Connor Williams.
27 years old. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, but Trent's not walking away from that, buddy. Trent's had every reason to retire.
Has he been great this year?
It's been okay. They run all the time to his side. Everybody knows they're running left.
Banks has had it down here.
He's costing himself some dollars. There's no doubt. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Was that twice? I got PTSD from reading the freaking legal.
No, I keep you honest, and I say, legal if you haven't. Sam says, he did. I was like, good.
Oh, so well, yeah, you always get confused. You guys get,
but
I
when
got
I say
PTSD.
Legal if you so haven't, you know that means you don't have to do
I'm
it.
I'm going to double down on the damn legal because you guys keep getting on me about the legal.
We are so legally a radio station right now.
I think that carries over into the next hour.
It does not. It does not, actually.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
They do not roll over.
60 seconds of celebrity coming up in a second here.
Did we just overrate the Niners heading into the year because of what they did last year?
No, we didn't overrate the Niners. They're having a down year. And it started in training camp. started this offseason when he couldn't figure out what the hell to do with Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. And then McCaffrey, oh, comes up with a calf injury. Did he get the Monday Night Football against the New York Jets? Oh, wait. He's got an Achilles problem. And then you find out a couple weeks later, oh, wait, he has bilateral Achilles tendonitis. And then, oh, wait, Drake Greenlaw's not going to start the season. Wait, Hufanga's working himself back. Oh, wait, Hufanga's not ready. Oh, wait, Hufanga, oh, my gosh, he looked like he lost a step. Oh, my gosh, he's hurt again. It's one of those years.
Well, Debo came into camp in the best shape of his life.
Yeah, well, we all watched the Super Bowl. Well, the book is out. Spags put the book out on his team. Hell, Green Bay did in the divisional round game. You got lucky to win that one.
So do we need somebody, we need Debo to go to the mic? Because I'm watching the 04 Red Sox doc where Pedro loses a game to the Yankees and he goes in. This is after they blew it the year prior with the Aaron Boone home run. And he's like, so I guess they are my daddies. And it's like one of the greatest all-time, you know, clips. And then the next game, the Yankee fans are like, who's your daddy? So I think that we just need to come out and say that, huh, Bonte?
No, we don't need to say that at all. It is what it is.
Debo, man, yes, coverage is my daddy.
We didn't overrate this team. Everybody rated this team properly. Coming off of that year, but maybe the Super Bowl hangover is real. Hey, Robin Sanbruno called it, as the 650 says. The downfall is near, and it's coming hard.
So it's interesting. Like, the Red Sox, they kept, like, they had a really good team, right? This 04 team that they're alluding to. But 03, they were amazing. And they took the Yankees to the brink and lost in extra innings and all-time game. And the very next year, they were going to make moves. They were going to do stuff with Nomar. And they were going to trade for A-Rod. And they ended up not making the trade for A-Rod. And
it kind of didn't go through.
The cat got out of the bag. And Nomar felt a certain kind of way. And it really messed up their team chemistry. And I've been thinking about that long and hard. And they finally ended up trading him away. Yep. And they got Orlando Cabrera. And they went defense, right? Yep. And it ended up working out for him. And a lot of things fell into place. But I think there's a lot to be said about the rumors of Debo and Ayuk and the training and the this and the that. And like, once that stuff gets out, it's hard to put it back. And everyone's like, oh, you got to be professional. It's a business. Pfft, totally disagree. Man. Like, yeah, it's a business, but guys' feelings get hurt like really bad. And I feel like a lot of the stuff that was ailing that Red Sox team in 04, now they ended up going on a run, like I said, right. But
well,
It's tough once that stuff gets out to put it back in.
Well, you should have traded one of these guys at the debt. Like, when you flirt with trading Debo and Ayuk again, they did it with Debo before, and then you draft Ricky Pearsall. And that's another thing you trade a kid. Ricky Pearsall couldn't stay on the field. And then the tragedy happened where he almost dies down the street from where we're at right now. He gets shot. It's like, damn.
Horrible omen.
The omens have been there. But you beat Green Bay, the Rams lose to Philadelphia, and the Cardinals lose to Seattle. Guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what?
We're back.
Nobody wants to hear that from you, though. Then you go to Buffalo, and that could be.
Oh, well, you never know.
You know what?
Look, it's the NFL.
The Buffalo game, I'm betting heavy on the Buffalo.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Right,
no, and
they're not beating Buffalo.
You're probably going to be right.
But no, I don't care about being right. It's just not a good matchup
in
for the
Niners NFL
right
anything
now.
Can happen, all right? In the NFL, anything can happen. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you know what? The weather in Green Bay is going to be high 46, low 31. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be very interesting to see if there's any rain, snow.
Where are you going?
Elements. We want to see how Brock Purdy does in the elements, right?
Elements. Chart.
We're going Bruce Willis here, the fifth element.
I like that. That's a four.
The Table of Elements.
Even though that movie is a little overrated.
It's a great movie.
It's a classic.
Come on, what are you talking about?
Gary Oldman, great
Bruce
villain.
Willis's top five movies. Listen.
What are Bruce Willis? Now I want... No, you cannot do that to me.
60 seconds of Celebrini. We've been punting this for a long, long time. It's time.
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Shoot, star!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, guys, Macklin Celebrini sent 11,000 Sharks fans home happy last night, leading the Sharks to a win over those hated Detroit Red Wings with his first game-winning goal. Here is how it sounded.
Alex DeBrincat, Granlin to the line, the give for Celebrini. Macklin Celebrini in. He scores!
first amenity, to be sure. Mikhail Granlund and Cody Ceci there on the assist. Randy Hahn on the call. Celebrini caught up with Drew Remenda on the ice after the game. Hey, Macklin, how did that goal feel?
How was that?
Oh, it felt good. We're going to win at home. Nothing better. For you, coming into this game, I thought the road trip, you just got getting better and better and better. How are you feeling about your game? Because I know you're hard on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. I'm playing with some amazing players. I can make plays and set me up. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't be more thankful for my teammates.
And there's your 60 seconds of Celebrini right there, hey, folks.
Spinoni and Bonte, I don't know if you guys know this, but the second we start talking Sharks, the YouTube changes colors to a teal.
There's no way.
Yeah. And
are
then,
you serious?
Yeah. The only way that this could become more self-involved Sam Lubman is if he puts his own picture on the screen while doing 60 seconds.
Why would you give him that idea?
That's actually a good idea. Maybe get the camera on here in the studio and turn your guys' camera off.
Why would you do that?
That's a good producing there, Shad. That's some good ideas right there.
Wow.
I am an idea guy.
You are good ideas. Good ideas.
Because you're an idea guy doesn't mean every idea is good.
But those ones were actually.
It's because you have ideas. That's whatever.
Like the opposite of Shanahan, just nailing it with these calls.
You know, somebody on, I tell you, Tobert's last show on the other station, real quick, I jumped into their chat.
Okay.
Because some lady was calling me. I was just trying to watch the intro, hear Tobert's goodbye after 28 years. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there, Shasky, I thought I was delusional. I was like, why do I keep seeing my name? They're talking about me in the intro to over in the chat. And this lady named Nicole is in all caps. I hate Bonte. They need to fire him. He disrespects the WNBA and the Sharkies. And I'm like,
and
what
the
is
Sharkies.
And the Sharkies. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the hell is going on in here? So I jumped in the chat in the other station. I jumped in the chat saying, Nicole, seems like you're having a very nice day. And in the chat, there's a lot of writers in there for me. It's like, oh, Bonte, you're in the chat, fan disrespect, blah, blah, blah. I know it's Kingston, but damn, I'm getting hit up everything. I give Sharks love. I give hockey love. I give soccer love, WNBA, all that stuff. The hell with the break. I don't care about the break. Dalton Johnson coming up on the other side, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
It was first class, you know, great experience. The wall was cool, you know, messing around with those fans. Great energy. I know a lot of creativity and imagination with this building, and it seemed like they executed everything, you know, top class. Even the visitors section of the locker room over there, everything's first class. Definitely enjoy playing here, and hopefully next time we can get a win.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph. Into a dome. Nice little place the Warriors won't visit until the end of the season. It's the last game of the regular season into a dome to the Clippers, but the Warriors have lost five straight games dating back to last season against the LA Clippers. They're 0-2 this year. Two of their three losses against the Clippers. And last night they have turnovers and free throws to blame there. And allowing the Clippers to dictate the pace due to their turnovers and missed free throws. But let's bring in beat writer for NBC Sports Bay Area, Warriors reporter for NBC Sports Bay Area, I should say, my main man, Dalton Johnson, who I'll see later today on Warriors Now, that is streamed on the NBC Sports Bay Area app. And he was down in L.A. I think he's still down in L.A. We got to get him out of here by 9:30 so he doesn't miss his flight. And he joins us here at the River Islands Guest Line. Dalton, good morning, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Absolutely, man. Into a dome. We just played that highlight of post-game presser with Steph Curry talking about the Into a Dome. What's your takeaway from Into a Dome? Did you get there early? Did you walk around the stadium? I saw you took the video of Steph Curry walking the stairs of the wall. It looked like a great workout there, and that kind of told me that he was going to play last night as he was questionable. What's your take on the Into a Dome?
Yeah, I mean, that thing is huge, number one. I mean, I felt like I got a workout in just walking around, trying to get to the media room, to my seat, everything, but it feels like it's like part carnival, part basketball game. It's pretty wild as far as just the spectacle of it with the lights flashing everywhere. The wall is a cool idea, no doubt about it. I think it would be a little better with if it was filled up a little better, too, just to be honest with you, with more fans in there. But overall, definitely amazing as far as the high technology of it, the amenities of it, the visiting locker room and the weight room, all those type of things are incredibly first class. But yeah, definitely a different basketball experience than usual. I felt like I was in a UFO ship watching Steph Curry try to shoot threes from Mars. It was pretty wild.
You know, Bonte and I have been kind of kicking this around. If we just throw the Cleveland game to the side, because they're clearly a juggernaut, what's the common denominator in both Clippers' losses?
I mean, really, free throws and turnovers. Simple as that. I mean, that's exactly what the recipe was last night. And the Clippers' defense is just long. They're really aggressive in the passing lane. And it messes up a little bit of this motion offense that the Warriors had for a long time. Ty Lue knows Steve Kerr so well from their many, many years of battles. And then also their time together with Team USA. You bring in somebody like Jeff Van Gundy as well, another person who obviously has been around the game forever and knows Steve Kerr really well from the last four summers with Team USA. So the Clippers, they just seem to have the Warriors' number right now. They are the Warriors in Steve Kerr's kryptonite right now. Again, that defense, it's long, it's aggressive, and you just saw for someone like Draymond Green last night, who had six turnovers, really blamed himself for the loss, which, again, the loss was not solely on him at all, but he took that accountability because you would see times where he's trying to get those kind of passes to Steph Curry, where usually their chemistry, their connection is so spot on that he can get those in even when it seems like there's nowhere for the ball to go, but no, you see the Derrick Jones of the world, Chris Dunn of the world, even Amir Coffey, those type of guys who just play their role really, really well. They really muck up this Warriors offense.
No, they do it. Norman Powell's gone crazy against him in two games there. He's shooting over 47% from the three-point line. But let me ask you about a player, because we know Steph's going to be fine. Steph had a solid game last night. Draymond, despite the six turnovers, I think he's playing well. He probably could have shot that three with 14 seconds left, but he waited on it and passed it around before GP2 finally got the last shot there. Brendan Podziemski, now that DeAnthony Melton could be out for a while with the sprained left ACL. And they need another ball handler, which they sorely missed last night, it felt like. Where's Pods at, confidence-wise? What are the coach's staff saying about him as he's shooting 19% from the three-point line? It seems like he's pressing a little bit, Dalton.
He is pressing. He's struggling. And, I mean, he met with Steve Kerr. He met with Mike Dunleavy to go over it. They're really trying to get him to be confident with that shot. And you see it in games that he just doesn't look really confident with his shot. And it's not just the shot from long distance. But there was a time, and I think it was the fourth quarter, where he drove to the basket and he's just giving up layups. Where he drove, he had an open lane and then kicked it back out. Where it was like, hey, man, get your points right now. Like, they need points badly right now. They need to find a way to get in a rhythm right now. And he needs to find a way to get in a rhythm right now. And the easy buckets could hopefully open up the three-point shot for him. So he's someone who really presses really hard. We know he's an ultra-competitor, but it's been clear that this season you've seen some of that outward frustration when he's missing his shot, and I think that they're really trying to breed the confidence in him. The previous few games, his shot was looking a little better, including at the free throw line. But for someone who has nice touch, free throws actually, these last two seasons have been an issue for Podziemski, which really, you know, is an indicator a lot of the time about how your three-point shot is going to be. And again, they're really just trying to get him to be confident, to slow down a little bit, because just watching him, it feels like you can see everything speeding up in his head, and he's trying so hard instead of just doing and letting the game come to him, as we've seen him do so many times in the past.
Draymond's had such a great start to the season. You know, it's seeing what happened Friday night is just a tough one for a variety of reasons. Is there any leftover residue from the Zach Edey incident and the Memphis Grizzlies complaining and crying the day after?
I don't think so. I mean, you look back at the tape, and yeah, it's not a great look. I don't think it's like overly egregious. I think more than anything else, Draymond is annoyed with the Grizzlies and obviously with their head coach. But I don't think that it's going to carry over by any means. Look, I can't speak for Draymond, and I can't speak for what's going to happen next, because we know that we've seen that the way that this has played out in the past. But no, I think that he really has been in a very good place this season. I think he's been really grounded. I think he's had his head on right this entire season. He's been locked in, guys. I mean, it seems like he's really kind of trying to take on a leadership role. He's really tried to kind of refocus himself. And, yeah, that definitely was a blip in the road as far as refocusing yourself, obviously. But from everything that I saw focus-wise, keeping his head in the game. Sure, does he look frustrated at referees time and time again? Yeah, of course, and he's always going to do that. That's just the competitor that Draymond is going to be. But I don't think I saw anything spill over from the incident by any means.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Draymond has been locked in as we're talking to Petaluma's finest, Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area here on the River Islands guest line. Draymond's been locked in. He's playing phenomenal basketball. Looney obviously was missed last night due to the illness. They could have used him. Another big body on Ivica Zubac. But where's D'Anthony Melton at? What is the latest on him and his spring left ACL? Because he was starting around in form. I think before the previous two games, Dalton, he may have been 7-14 from three, if I'm not mistaken, 50%. Felt like he's starting to get to a rhythm with the starting five. What's the latest on D'Anthony Melton?
They're still trying to figure it out right now. It seems like the timetable is not nailed down quite yet for D'Anthony Melton. I expect there to be some news, obviously, sooner than later. Probably really soon, because it has been a little bit now for him. But his loss is definitely glaring. It's big because it just feels like he connects that starting lineup so well. Someone who is really about Steph Curry's height. He's 6'2", 6'3", but he has that 6'8" wingspan, and he is just really, really tough for opposing offenses, for his activity on the defensive side. And when he's hitting shots at that clip, again, he's someone who I think just connects both sides of the ball really, really well. But I do want to hit on Looney because he was really missed last night. I thought, you look at now Zubac in two games against the Warriors, has 18 rebounds in the first game, 17 rebounds last night. He almost had half of the Clippers' rebounds, and Trayce Jackson-Davis only had three rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for Trayce Jackson-Davis to get a lot more aggressive on the block, to find a body, and again, just even if he racks up a foul here or there, that's okay in my eyes. I want to see him just be more aggressive down there. He does not have one game so far where he has double-digit rebounds. He's had two, I think, games with nine rebounds, but he's also had a game with only one rebound. He's had a couple games with only two or three rebounds. You know, I really want to see TJD start to get after it on the block and get up, snatch the balls off the glass. And again, find a body, throw an elbow, get a hip in there. That's what I'm looking for TJD to do. Because Kevon Looney's loss last night was really glaring to me.
Yeah, no, one of the best offensive rebounds in the NBA this season, Dalton. Tyler, you fight about to take off, Dalton?
Oh, yeah. Just about to take off from LAX, getting back to SFO. I'm going to enjoy some Bay Area weather before it starts to pour down here in Petaluma.
Oh, man. Damn, that quick flight to LA is a nice one, Chasky. It's a nice one. It's just 45 minutes. All right, we don't want to make you miss your flight. I'll see you later on at 4 o'clock today. Get some rest, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Always fun.
All right. Anytime. Dalton Johnson, Petaluma's finest here on the River Islands guest line. That's my big concern. D'Anthony Melton, man. This was my favorite free agency signing because this guy's a player. He really is a good player in health. His body's failed him in the last couple years. He's back with the Philadelphia 76ers, missed 44 regular season games, only plays in a one postseason game. This season, he's already missed, seven games? And you see the value that he brings to the team, both as a ball handler, a three-point shooter, and then as a really good defender. They're going to miss him in his starting lineup, and they're going with Lindy Waters III. And I thought Lindy Waters III was fine. I wanted to see him shoot a little bit more. Or maybe you go to Moses Moody in the starting lineup here. But that guard next to Stephen Curry, man, I wonder if Steve Kerr would think about going big again and going with Kuminga back in the starting lineup. Even though I like Kuminga's role coming off the bench, and he's doing his thing next to Buddy Hield, Steve Kerr may have to tinker with this lineup again, but then the free throw shooting, guys got to get in the gym. And Willie was talking about it yesterday. Get in the gym, shoot 100.
You don't think GP2 would get an opportunity to go back into the starting lineup?
He probably will.
Just in the interim.
You want a little more balance offensively.
I know. I'm just asking.
Because the spacing now, look, Draymond's hitting his threes at a 45% clip. Can GP2 get that three-point shot up? And then you have TJD and Wiggins, so they're going to compromise the spacing. You're going to make it a lot difficult for number 30, Stephen Curry.
So I'd like to have a little more balance. One or the other.
Yeah, I want to see a little more balance. So is Moses Moody there? Lindy Waters III was moving around well, but
he was.
You know, the turnovers hit them, man. You got to take care of the basketball.
Well, and then Draymond. Draymond, you know, turning the ball over. You and I haven't discussed it. The Zach Edey play Friday night, much ado about nothing for you?
Yeah, it's already gone. It's already gone. It's coming away. They upgraded it to a flagrant one. It's all good.
I know. He had a 51-day streak of no flagrants. And damn.
Yeah, it's fine. It's, you know, it's all good. He's still, guess what, 13 games down?
How many technicals did he say in the podcast that he would have for the season?
Less than 10.
Less than 10. We're already at how many? Two, three?
Yeah, that's fine.
First month of the season?
Hey, he knows how to space them out.
No, he does. He literally doesn't, actually.
No, he does. He does know how to space them. I think he's only got popped for the 16 one time. He tries up to that edge. I mean, you're focused on something 2 days ago. It was fine. They got over it.
No, the Memphis Grizzlies put out a report on a Saturday.
Yeah, of course.
You know, about how they broke the code.
Because that's what the Memphis Grizzlies do. That's what they do.
I just want to see Dre, like, the way he played for the majority of those games, you know, and not doing the extracurricular shenanigans. That's been the hallmark to their success. It really has. He has been second best player on the team.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And I think yesterday, one of the big encouragements was seeing Andrew Wiggins play really, really well.
Mm-hmm. The House of Prime Rib tastes better and better every day. 13 games down, 52 to go.
It's a long season, Bonte. I wouldn't count your equity.
Stay healthy, baby. Stay healthy. Stay healthy. But there's a lot of people who think that Kendrick Perkins thinks that Draymond Green should be suspended for a long period of time.
Wait, why?
Kendrick Perkins is hating?
Yeah.
No, but why?
Because of
the Zach Edey play.
Oh, the Zach Edey play to him?
Yeah.
Well, he did. He just didn't need to grab his leg. I don't know what he was doing. It just didn't make any sense. And, like, what did Zach Edey do to him?
Well, Kendrick Perkins' quote was, "I actually think Draymond Green should be suspended for an extended period of time. This could have been a season-ending injury for Zach Edey. There's no room, no place in our game for those type of actions." So,
straight out of the clutch handbook.
Yeah, I mean, it's straight. Well,
that came Kendrick straight Perkins, from LeBron.
Kendrick Perkins is hating. He's always, you know, him and Draymond Green have a beef.
I don't know if Kendrick hits clutch. Like, him and LeBron do not get along. So, I don't know.
And many people think that he should have been suspended. But it's too late.
Okay, does anyone here think he should have been suspended? I'm going to say no. I thought it was properly adjudicated with a flagrant.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, he shouldn't be suspended. It's gamesmanship.
I don't know if you know this, Bonte, but I have found the new Hoktui girl in terms of, like, something that I, in sports, that I am already done with. You know, like, the Hoktui girl, everyone was sick of her, like, immediately.
Tua? Tua, like Tui? The quarterback.
Okay. No one says Tui.
Whatever. All right. Hoktua girl. We were all sick of her, like, immediately, like, 24 hours later. Like, it was a thing.
No, it wasn't. You kept talking about her.
What? Well, I found the new thing on the internet that I'm sick of.
What's that?
Bronny in the G League.
No, you love Bronny.
No.
You love Bronny James. It's you love LeBron.
Pieces. It's the think pieces and the highlight packages people telling me he's great or he's terrible.
No.
I don't care. We'll figure it out over
Bronny
time.
You love Bronny James. You love it. You read it all. You read everything about Bronny.
No.
I don't even pay attention. I didn't even know Bronny James played in the G League last night. I didn't even know that.
Well, so would his teammates say the same thing.
Well, but you do it. I don't scour to you like Hoktui. I feel like an old man now. I feel like the OG. Hey, what song is that? Who's that rapper? What? Okay, it's how I feel about Bronny James and the G League stuff. I don't consume a lot of LeBron James content unless I have to. Unless I have to. And right now I don't have to. She doesn't play on the Golden State Warriors, and the Warriors aren't playing the LA Lakers. And the LA Lakers aren't playing on national TV right now. So, I don't pay attention. There's too many things in the world going on today for me to be spending as much time on a G League player because he's the son of a famous basketball player. Like, come on. Come on.
You haven't seen any of that stuff circulating over the internet? Because it's everywhere.
No, I don't. I spend less time on the internet these days. I do. Only use it when I need to. I don't have the Bleacher Report app anymore. I don't be on Twitter like that anymore. I'm trying to transfer over to Blue Sky.
When you're getting text messages directly from the sources that are making the transaction.
Well, that's
you have no.
I
need
live
for
with
Bleacher
these people.
Report.
I love exactly. These people. They're part of my family.
Well, like, is Rich Paul in your DMs? Be like, hey, check out this Bronny clip.
To Shasky or me?
To Shasky. Yeah, so he's got people from the sources.
Yeah,
so it's
he's
like,
got sources.
I said Bonte, dude.
No, he said I had sources.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I thought Shasky was
well,
you're
you
too
know.
Busy clicking the YouTube colors.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good joke.
Should I get some Bronny James colors?
Yeah, you should.
Purple and gold?
Purple and gold for that Laker talk we love to do.
Showtime talk.
The Lakers. Spadoni's a Laker fan. He don't even pay attention to Bronny James. I've never heard Fazzoni ever brought up.
I mean, they play at 7:30 the next three nights. I'm out. I can't do it.
7:30 the next.
That's the tip. That's the tip off. Like, I can't. Like, even like, there's sacrifice I have to do. Talking Warriors sometimes. Well, I have to watch the fourth quarter at 4 in the morning.
Well, the games go by quick, but the 7:30 start is usually like 7:37, and then it goes till about 10:05. It is late.
A rough one. It was a rough one for you.
Yeah, it is late.
But it was fun though. I got a big midday nap in.
Oh, a big one.
Sure. Yeah. Got to watch a Niner game over. Big midday nap. Got to eat some dinner right before I left.
Greg Olson to the studio about
Got to the studio about 2 hours before tip off or pregame show. It was great.
I know Mully was wearing the turtleneck. Huh?
He was rocking the turtleneck. Yeah, he was chilling.
He was looking good.
Big chilling. Yeah. Zeta did a hell of a job.
Did a great job
as an analyst. Man, it was easy kicking the ball to her.
Steiny texted our group chat and he said he was so impressed with you, Mully, and Zena. He thought you guys, as a trio, you were very impressive. That's what he said.
Wow. He said that. He would never tell me that to my face.
He doesn't want to. Yeah, I'll gas you up because I work on the show.
I don't need to be gassed up. I'm the most self-deprecating guy at the station. Truly, I never pat myself on the back.
No, I'm
self-deprecating, man. I don't like to gas myself up.
You know, I'm just well-rounded.
I just like, no. Listen, we were joking there.
Oh, you were joking about that one.
Okay. What are you joking and when are you not joking?
I'm going to be humble in this one. You know, I'm just well-rounded. I'm happy with Brock Purdy. I am happy with Brock Purdy.
Did anyone pull his video from Sunday night where he was drinking the beer? I watched it like 3 or 4 times in a row because it was so funny. You had this look on your face like you were like, Dick, like, this is the next avenue for me. It's me and Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. We're going to be pitching beer to America. Like, I never bought Nas was drinking Heineken, so I never bought in on it. I actually saw Bonte sip that beer, and he was like, this tastes really good.
Hey,
and
Hazy
I was like,
IPAs.
Dude, he's a great pitcher.
Oh, hey there.
Hazy IPAs. Oh, yeah, remember Oh Hey There? The Hazy IPA, C-Dubs. It was a really good beer, too. Man, it's the official beer of the Santa Cruz C-Dubs. In partnership with Laffy Monk, who catered our whole station last week.
Phenomenal food.
Great food. Amazing food. Amazing.
There's a joke.
Greatest food. Don't do the little dance, though. You'll get in trouble like Christian Pulisic last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, there's...
Bowers,
let me say.
Everyone's doing it because I think it's funny, first of all.
It is funny.
John Jones did it.
John Jones absolutely did it.
After he destroyed Stipe. But there's people who are, quote-unquote, woke, who are now doing the dance. So, pick a lane. Pick a lane, please.
You opened the door up. The dance is hilarious. You opened up the door regarding the fights with John Jones. What did you think of the fights Friday night with Tyson and Jake Paul? You are what I would deem to be a boxing purist. So were you offended? Were your sensibilities offended?
Look, Jake Paul understands that there's a lot of dummies in America. And we'll pay for a lot of dumb things.
Yeah, but it was free if you already...
It was free if you're a Netflix subscriber. But the people, 72,000 paid for tickets to go there. To Arlington, Texas. It was a spectacle. It was a shame. Like,
hasn't boxing always been that, though? Like, Ed Tuttle Jones left the NFL
to
join boxing.
No, there's always these exhibitions, that's fine.
Saying. Like, hasn't it always kind of been a circus?
And it's Mike Tyson, and I got it. And we wanted to see Tyson at 58.
Of course.
See if he had a shot, especially after he slapped the hell out of Jake Paul at the weigh-in. But boy.
Well, I didn't like the way Jake Paul, like, he, like, he did a little something on the front end that I thought was...
Yeah, he stepped on his toe.
It was very disrespectful.
Yeah, and then he started...
But that's part of the fight game.
But that's part of the fight game. And it's like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. What did he say? Oh, you have to sign.
I got it. Let me grab
it
real quick.
It was unbelievable. And then you see Tyson walk out. It's like... Oh, wait, he has a knee brace on?
Yeah.
This isn't going to go well.
Roy Jones Jr. the whole time is like, I don't like the way he's standing.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah, it's not good. And he had Rosie Perez on the broadcast.
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the out. I'm f***ing him up, Belrio. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
I mean, he's a great salesman.
I mean, he learned from his brother, who's in the WWE, right. Logan Paul. Like, that's he's cutting a promo. That's all it is.
Then he's calling out Canelo. I'm like, for the love of God, please, Canelo.
It's personal
please,
now!
Please, Canelo.
Fight him?
Fight him.
You want him to fight him?
Yes. It's not going to hell out.
Yes!
It's not going
to
hell out.
So I'm watching it, and the whole time I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy. Because I had the Warrior game on one TV, and then I had the Netflix on the little iPad, and I'm watching. I'm going... Dude, because Tyson's one of, like, most people our age is, like, heroes. Like, a Tyson fight was...
I don't know if he's a hero.
No, I'm talking about boxing, sports hero. Like back in the day. I'm talking about back in the day. Well, back in the day. Like he was invincible. He was like a Superman. And he would come out and destroy people. And like watching him, I'm like, just don't get hurt. Dude, you're so old. Like, do not get hurt.
I think
dude.
He got $20 million for that.
I think he got more than that. I'm being real with you. I'm 100% real. I do believe he is old, and simultaneously, he took a quote-unquote dive. I think both are true.
Could be.
I'm not saying he was going to win, but I think he was paid to lose.
I don't want to take it this route, because I used to wear a Tupac and Mike Tyson t-shirt, and then somebody's like, boy, you're really, you love with us. And that's like,
I know.
And Mike Tyson's done some things.
Yeah.
And even like... been a bit cringeworthy in terms of talking to young people. It was tough for me to sit through that. It was very, and it's just like, damn, in this country, this is what we get up for things like this. In this country. It was a circus act. And you had the main character, Mike Tyson, who's been a circus act over the last 30 years. Now, I wouldn't say this to his face. I don't want to say it to the interwebs, because Tyson, you know, he's about that life. But think about how he's been used over the course of his life.
It's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
I mean, a lot of the younger people only know him from The Hangover.
Right.
Or you know what I mean? Like, as like a gimmick. And
yep.
I mean, you said the word there. He's been used.
Well, no doubt.
That's what it... Yeah.
But this is also from the creators of Tiger King. Like, it's on Netflix. Like, what did we all expect?
Well, the main takeaway for me was just the feed for a lot of people stunk. And the NFL product is not... The league is not going to stand for that on Christmas when they have all those eyeballs.
So mine had no problem.
Mine was fine.
Yeah, okay.
All
no
the California
either.
People, yeah. I think, were fine pretty much. Okay. So I don't know.
Yeah, I had no problems, and I didn't even know until after, because I was, you know, searching the internet.
What about the pre-fight interview with Tyson in the locker room?
Butt naked?
And he had the booty cheeks
out. Looked like Rikishi from WWE.
Yeah, it was like, boy, what are we doing? Rikishi.
And then I saw somebody posted two Niner logos on it. It was like, how the Niners played
together. Yeah, I saw the same with the Cowboys this morning. Everyone's getting that treatment right now.
The memes were out of control. The memes were out of control.
It was so good.
The new crying Jordan.
And then... out of nowhere, the two ring girls who were in there, they became famous overnight. Like, overnight.
Yeah, because the buffering just stayed on them the whole time, so people were just screenshotting
it. Well,
the ring girls are always.
The two women that fought prior.
Oh, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. They're good.
Oh, my God, what a fight.
Good. That was a good fight.
Are those two good? Like, I don't know anything about
Katie Taylor's a champ. She's great.
Okay, so they're legit.
They're legit.
Because that was a great fight.
But, boy, the ring girls... boxing knows what it's doing with the Rieger. They're always well-placed. There's this, and I know Anna's on the card right now, but for years, Top Rank, when Pacquiao would fight, they had this Latin girl right behind Pacquiao, the same girl. It's like, damn, how much money is she making? She was right there, perfectly placed, and they always had to smile. They hold the smile for, like, how do you hold a smile that long? They're smiling for like 5 minutes. And no matter what the boxer's saying, they're just smiling. They're smiling. Like, they're smiling. They're holding their smile for, it's unbelievable. You know what else is unbelievable?
That the Dodgers might get Juan Soto?
Well, that is unbelievable. And you know what? It is what it is. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Xavier Leggett, the Carolina Panthers. How do we miss this? They just went to Germany a couple weeks ago and beat the New York Giants. I didn't know he was a picky eater. Listen to Xavier Leggett.
I just hope they got some good food. I'm a picky eater, so I just hope they got something I can eat.
They have good chocolate.
I don't eat candy like this.
Well, what are your no-goes? You say you're a picky eater. What are your no-goes?
Yeah, I don't eat seafood. I don't eat like peppers and onions and all that. I don't really eat vegetables like this.
What? You eat like pizza?
Yeah, and like I just started eating the spears. I eat like string beans and green peas.
But that's Do they have to be cooked in bacon grease?
No. That ain't like that.
Pasta?
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat some pasta.
Chicken, steak, all the regular stuff.
Yeah, all the regular seafood, though?
No,
I'm allergic.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you that one.
I mean, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Is that what he was saying?
Yeah. Now, do you have the, when he was in Germany?
I feel bad for people that can't eat seafood. I love seafood.
Yeah, I
love
seafood.
I love
seafood.
They're
missing out big
time. Shellfish in particular.
They're missing out big time.
I had a crab Louis yesterday.
Now, you had another one. Look, you're eating good, man. Yeah. Dude, crab Louis on a Monday?
He sounds just like Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man. You just go on there and point and click, get in there, talk about www.com. You got then naked chicks on there, man. page and go click, 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 click.
All times.
Now he has the other one. I don't know if you pulled a Spinotti where he's actually trying the German food. He's trying it, and we'll get that up in just a second.
Is it called Soup and Coochie, the place here in the city that's a...
What'd you say?
I think it's called Soup and Coochie. That's the name of the place. That's the name of the place.
What?
Look it up.
Stop it.
It's in Hayes Valley. Look it up. They give you a huge, like, boot beer, glass beer. Look it up.
I'm not looking at it. Man, what?
SUPPENKUCHE. That, I think I, off the top of my head, I think that's how it's pronounced. One of my friends had a party there like a decade ago. It's a German place. I'm telling you, bro.
Hey, love it. What, can you look that up, man? What, can you say it one more time?
I think Spadoni's looking that up. I'm looking up Leggett in Germany.
Yeah, it's SUPPENKU with an Undulat.
Yeah.
CHE. So it's German. If we have a German pronunciation, 888-957-9570.
I call it Supin Coochie.
Yeah, don't say that last part. Do not say that. What? Yeah.
That's what it was called.
Whoa. That's definitely not how it's pronounced.
Hey, this is the most pub they've ever gotten on the radio.
Whoa, you just put some, that's the Doobie Award winner right there. That's the Doobie Award winner right there. Just because I want to hear.
How do you pronounce the U?
Wait, what did you say? What is it again? What's the name of the restaurant?
Supin Coochie.
Well, the U, that when it has the Undulat, okay. It's U. It's
ooh,
like that's
super ooh, coochie.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. We're going to get so fired, man. We're going to get fired, dude. We are done. This is our last show.
The only problem with the spot is that, like, it's one of those places where when you sit down, you have to, like, you sit down at, like, one of those big, long tables with other people you don't know. So, you know, it's just...
Oh, man.
But they bring out the beer in a boot.
Oh, my heart's hurting right now, man.
I hear some chicken wine. Do I need a cougar? Let me try. Okay. I like that one.
Do you have any food since you arrived?
I hear some chicken wine. They had a little different taste to them. Like y'all use a different twang of barbecue stuff. But they right here, I like it right here.
I love Xavier Leggett.
Where is he from? Him.
He's from South Carolina.
Oh, he's from South Carolina.
He's from the country. He's country, man. He's country.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet.
Hey, you know getting
what?
Roasted? It's just,
you know what? Let's go to Bobby and Los Gatos.
Am I getting
man.
Roasted?
Go to Bobby and Los Gatos. Bobby and Los Gatos, I mean, save the show. We got a couple minutes here. Bobby, it's your time to shine, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks for taking the call so late in the show. Look, I got so many thoughts just based on what I heard from you guys. I definitely can't unsee Tyson's buttocks. I actually thought it was an accidental camera shot, but they actually showed it again in the closing credits, so they knew what they were doing. But look, I want to come down both of your roads, and it's all in good fun. First of all, I was listening when look, I know you guys got a contract with F. Floyd's Water and Plumbing, and you're contractually obligated to flush people, but I'm kind of mad at you, Bonte, for flushing that one guy, that one conspiracy theory
guy. I didn't flush it. I did, Bobby, I was the one who was asking him questions and Glim.
It was a courtesy flush.
No, don't blame me. I'm the one who kept him on the line of the airways and started asking him questions. I was intrigued.
Someone flushed them. Somebody in that.
Why you guys always blame me for everything?
Well, you are the king.
Bobby, it's Spadoni. I flushed him. Is that okay? Are you mad at me?
Dude, I was on the edge of my seat. I was just waiting to see where that was going.
Yes, me too.
You got
it. Did you hear me ask you some questions, Bobby? I was trying to get to. Say, girl, I want to hear more.
Mr. 831, you got to be more judicious in your flushing, man. When a call gets that cray, you got to let it. You just got to let it go.
It started to stink, so we didn't want that festering, so I had to flush it.
He's got an itchy trigger finger, Bobby. He does. He really does.
We call him Joe Lake.
He ran TC in Sacramento off the road yesterday.
Bobby, you're not going to believe this, how itchy my trigger finger is.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five.
Come on.
Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
That's not good, Spadone. That's not good.
Bobby will appreciate that. We're tight. He vacations every weekend to Sylmar Beach in Pacific Grove.
Oh, nice.
He vacations every weekend?
Yeah, that's his vacation spot, he says. He just goes down to Pacific Grove and hangs out at Sylmar Beach.
Is he single?
What the decision takes his family?
What?
I'm just asking because I'm just like, he's taking vacations every weekend and you're going out there.
Maybe vacation's a stretch. He likes to visit there every weekend.
Okay, yeah. I just want to know, like, who's Bobby? Like, does he have family? Like, what's going on?
Are you going to smoke with someone you know? Is he single?
No, I hate you, Jack. I'm done with that game. Trust me.
Hey, fucking nobody. What are you, Cupid?
You know what? 405 show, right? I am, you know what? I told you guys, I want to be Chuck Woolery. Love connection, blind date. I think I'd be good at this stuff. I'm good at matchmaking, man. I know what I know who gets along, who's who, and who can get along and with who or what. Shaz reminds me. No, listen. We are getting fired
from that thought.
No, what is it? Somebody said this. Somebody said, "Where is it at, man?" Shasky has talked about ring girls, hot Tui girl, and the other stuff in the last hour.
What's the other stuff?
Well, when you get lost in the sauce, you know what I mean? That's
the soup place.
Yeah.
Here's my final thought. My final thought is this. Devin Witherspoon is the best secondary player.
That's your final thought?
That we haven't talked. No, honestly, we talk about Sauce Gardner like he is one of the best players at the position. No, that is Devin Witherspoon. You should be talking about this guy, number 21 for the Seahawks. He is elite. Tackling, flipping the hips, movement, defending the ball in the air. He is an unbelievable football player. I watched that game back multiple times, and every single time I watched it, I was just jaw-dropped as to how many plays this guy makes. He's a superstar.
What's that restaurant in Hayes Valley again I need to visit? You said it was good.
Sup and Coochie.
I think it's Sup and Coochie. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Okay, there you go.
Oh.
I'm phonetically pronouncing it.
You ready to do the award. Y'all gave it to me last year for mispronunciations. Odds on favorite. He's got the top seven.
And I like
this year.
You just mispronunciation, as you just said. So there you go.
Bonta Hill back in the lead.
Please save that.
I'm off for 3 hours of sleep. Give me a break here.
That's
I worked
fair.
Last night.
That's fair.
I was up so late. I was listening to Evan Giddings.
You did a really good job last night.
No, and Evan Giddings did a great job.
Steiny thought you did a good job,
too. Evan Giddings did a great job. When I got in the car, I wanted to call him. He was breaking it down left and right. He was doing a good job. Evan, you're doing a good job. Look alive back there, man. You know, this place is wearing on Evan. That's my
point. You're doing great.
Let me say this. Let me say this. This place is wearing on Evan Giddings. My guys look so damn depressed over the last 3 weeks. What the hell is going on with
you? He just came back from a wedding in Portland, and there might have been some action there. So he's feeling great, actually.
Not too loud.
Did he get some soup?
And
I already had a talk with Evan.
Yeah, no. Listen.
I have a big mouth.
Guys looking too damn depressed. I mean, the Chargers are winning. He's hosting Niner pregame shows at the Hilton. He's doing the Warriors postgame. St. Mary's Radio. Why the hell are you so down and out?
He's going to be on with Steiny, too.
You're single. Life. You're working with Steiny and Goo. What the hell is wrong with Evan Giddings? That's my final thought. You young punks get depressed too easily around here. You guys got it good.
No one said he was depressed.
You guys got it good. Damn. Evan, smile a little bit around here. Go ahead, Spadoni.
I've always learned to never tell someone to smile, especially women. Don't tell them to smile more. You will get
you
in trouble.
You need to smile more.
Yeah, no, you don't get in trouble. It's how you do it, Spadoni.
Wow.
That was a go-to for Bonta Hill back in the day.
What, did you tell him to smile?
Smile, man. Yeah. The worst day was a lot of girls' best day. That's what I used to drop.
Scarface? smile for me.
I used to tell them when I used to work in promotions. Hey, girl, I don't want to take a picture. Girl. The worst day is a lot of girls' best day. Relax. Take this picture.
Cherry's batting 1,000 with that line. You know who's going to be batting 1,000? It's going to be Juan Soto when he signs with the Dodgers. That's my final thought.
It just ruined my day right there. You know, my thought, I go Sharks. I don't know.
Sure. Great work today, Loveman.
Wow, yeah, he really knocked it out of the
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Such a great job.
I love Joe Lacob, man. Did you see him celebrating after they beat the Mavericks? You see the videos?
What do you think?
You see him pointing at
that? He's the best.
Joe Lacob, man.
He's what I would want to think I would be like if I was the owner.
Oh, no doubt about it. Except I would take it a step further. As much as I hate Jerry Jones, you better believe I'm holding pressers at the game.
Did you see how many cameras were behind?
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
You should listen to him on Sean and RJ. What a joke he is. Oh, my God. Couldn't happen to a better person. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at home. We're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. What a last hour. The ADD hour here on the Morning Roast.
Bonta, you're doing great.